All right. The other day we talked about Facebook's rebranding of Instagram and WhatsApp, and I've read an article that said that it might not even be noticeable. Yeah, so this article in TechCrunch, Facebook to admit ownership of Instagram, WhatsApp in barely visible small print. So we talked about it last week or the other day, whatever it was, and Facebook is going to start rebranding Instagram and WhatsApp a little bit so that people that use those platforms know that it's owned by Facebook. And the article that I cited didn't really give any reasons why. It just said that this is what's happening. However, here's what I think is going on. In another article by Digital Trends that I found, this is the title of the article. The FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission in the United States. The FTC wants to know exactly why Facebook bought Instagram and WhatsApp. Here's what the article says. The FTC antitrust investigation. Okay, that's big. Into Facebook will focus on the tech giant's acquisition of Instagram and WhatsApp. The FTC wants to know if Facebook tried to acquire its social media rivals before they would become a threat to his business, as the Wall Street Journal reported on Thursday. The journal also reports that the FTC has already begun to reach out to people associated with the companies that Facebook has purchased. Aside from WhatsApp and Instagram, Facebook also acquired Oculus VR, FriendFeed, and LiveRail, among others. The company bought Instagram for $1 billion in 2012 and WhatsApp for $19 billion in 2014. The current antitrust laws, known as the Sherman Act, outlaws every contract, combination, or conspiracy in restraint of trade and any monopolization, attempted monopolization, or conspiracy or combination to monopolize, like Facebook buying all their potential... all the potential threats before they become threats. If Facebook is found to have purposely acquired up-and-coming platforms so as to keep themselves at the top of the food chain, it could be bad news for the world's biggest social networking coming. Okay? This is probably what this is about, right? Adding their name to Facebook and WhatsApp has something to, it's a maneuver that has to do with this antitrust. I don't know exactly what the thinking of the maneuver will do or what it will accomplish, but I could guess. I'm not going to guess. Here's something interesting. The new investigation comes on the heels of a $5 billion settlement between the FTC and Facebook that was agreed upon on July 24th. This historic settlement is a result of violations Facebook made from a previous settlement with the FTC in 2012. As part of last week's settlement, Facebook is required to designate compliance officers who will be responsible for the new privacy. So anyway, Facebook's just in trouble with lawmakers, and they're making moves to try to mitigate the damage, to try to eliminate as much exposure and dispose of as many questions as it can. And they probably have good reasons why they didn't want Facebook associated with Instagram and WhatsApp and some of these other ones. Because people are leaving. Facebook is not very, we've talked about that too, not as popular as it once was. In certain ways, Facebook is growing. In other ways, it's declining. And we don't know what's going to happen with Facebook in the next 10 years, but in the next 10 years, people that are like 15 years old today, they want nothing to do with Facebook today. Are they going to want something to do with Facebook tomorrow? That has yet to be seen. But if they don't, that's trouble for Facebook. Here's what I think. I'm going to close it out with this. We've talked often about how 15-year-old types, people born in the 2000s, aren't embracing Facebook. Wait until they graduate from high school, go through college, have a kid or two, get married, and they want to see what their friends are doing. That's when Facebook comes back into play.